recording.
Hello, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
This is Joel with the Board of Accountancy.
Hi, Joel.
All right. I'd like to call to order the public board meeting of the Oregon Board of Accountancy, January 22nd at about 8:32 a.m. And this meeting is being recorded. As attendance and roll call, since we have a few new people, I'd like to go around and say a little bit more than just our names this time. So I'm Candy Franck, board chair this year, starting today. and I'm in public practice in Bend in a firm of about 20 people and do both tax and audit. And just started my second term on the board last June. Stu?
I'm Stu Morris, the board vice chair. I have a small accounting practice in Portland, Oregon. And I've been there for 50 years, and I've been on the board for the last 18 years, so.
Me, Frank, first time here. I work for Precision Cast Cars. I'm state tax manager. Yeah, I've been there for 5 years, and prior to that, I worked for KPMG in salt practice.
Scott Wright, board member. continuing board member. I've with a firm, Krennic Stokes, down in Eugene, Oregon.
I am Nancy Young Oliver, and I'm new to the board, but not to the Board of Accountancy's activities. I've been the chair of the Complaints Committee for the last couple of years and a member prior to that, and was on peer review prior to that. I currently work for TriMet as their Director of Budget and Grants and Financial Forecast. prior to that, I was with Moss Adams for almost 9 years, and prior to that, the Oregon Secretary of State Audits Division. I am a municipal auditor. And I'm also going to mention that in my spare time, I'm an adjunct professor at Portland State University, and I have class tonight, so I'm hoping we'll be on time down here.
So. I'm Teresa Gagan. I'm a staff person. I'm one of the investigators.
I'm Julie Nadeau, and staff work in licensing.
I am Anthony Strong, and I'm an investigator with the board.
John Lossing. I'm toward the end of my second term, three-year term on the board. I was on the complaints committee prior to being on the board, and I'm with a firm in Lake Oswego, Salem, San Diego, and some other West Coast locations. I'm an audit partner.
Joel Parks, board staff.
He works with the complaints
side.
My name is Kimberly Fast, and I'm a recent executive director of the Board of Accountancy. Prior to that, I was the licensing manager at the board and have been with the board since 1993.
And I'm the legal counsel. I'm legal counsel for the board.
Deborah?
I'm Deborah Valour, a public member and serving as the board treasurer now. I am in Eugene, and I'm a trial attorney with Farmers Insurance. I've been on the board about 18 months.
And our guest?
Hi, I'm Haley, and I work in the DAS Chief Financial Office, so I'll be working with the Board of Accountancy on the budget the upcoming biennium.
All right, thank you. Review of the agenda. Any comments?
I would like to add an item. There was an email that came out from Angie regarding inter-board communications and what constitutes a public meeting. I'd like to have a more robust conversation about that.
Okay, well, if you want attorney advice on it, we should do it in executive
session. I don't know if it's attorney advice or
policy,
maybe
we
can bring it up at that point and tell us where we want to go. I just want some more definition of what that amounts to.
Okay.
And then we do have a couple people coming in person for the public agenda items. I believe one at 11 and one at 1 o'clock. So we may adjust our timing a little bit to try to take care of those folks on a timely basis. And with that, I believe we are going to, not
not adjourn. Move into executive session and
adjourn. I think the reasons why.
Move into executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660, paren 2, paren F,
and H.
And H for the consideration of information which is exempt from public disclosure.
And then when we go in, we'll read it again. You just have to be on the agenda correctly, and when you state it going to be both.